Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's EHS podcast for the week ending December 19th. I'm Linda Hechtel.
And I'm Allison Granke.
And we are bringing you the latest news in environment, health, and safety. So in our first story, Allison, I understand you're giving us an update on most dangerous day of the week.
Yeah, so I came across a great article this week on Time Magazine's website. It's called More Proof That Mondays Are Terrible. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, in their annual report on non-fatal occupational injuries and illnesses, more injuries occur on Monday than on any other day of the week. In total, around 167,000 workplace injuries took place on Monday in 2013. Monday has been the most injury-prone day of the week in all but 2 years since 2007. In 2009 and 2011, Tuesday beat Monday out just slightly, and Wednesday, or hump day, is pretty much consistently in third place. Thursday and Friday come in fourth and fifth place, respectively, in every single year since 2007. Now, I thought that was actually quite interesting because, in my mind, this finding actually seems to contradict some common sense, which is that at the beginning of the week, you would think that many workers would be more well-rested than they would be at the end of the week. And we know that sleep deprivation often plays a huge factor in workplace safety and incidents. However, one possible partial explanation for the decrease in accident rates as the week progresses is that workplace productivity has also been shown to slow as the week progresses. Thursday and Friday are the least productive workdays. Perhaps because workers are doing less or feeling less pressure, they are less likely to injure themselves at work. At any rate, this is some interesting food for thought. I'd love to see a follow-up study that breaks these injuries down by industry and takes into account whether the workers had Saturday and Sunday off and therefore were more well-rested on Monday. In the meantime, it can't hurt to be informed, so everyone remind yourself and your colleagues to be extra vigilant during the first half of the week. And Linda, I think you were going to speak to us a little bit about workplace injuries as well, right?
My story specifically is about OSHA's top 10 safety violations of 2014. So a bit of a retrospective look. In the number 10 position is electrical. And the number one citation in that category is not examining the electrical equipment in accordance with the guidelines. The number 9 is machine guarding. So essentially the number one violation in that category is not using the appropriate type of guards with specific machinery. Number 8 is electrical wiring methods. Again, the number one citation for that category is not using approved cords and cables for a specified condition. Number 7 is ladders. Specifically with this category, it's the footage required for side rail extension. So there's different requirements for ladders depending on how they're being used. Number 6 is lockout and tagout. And in that category, it's all about the number one issue is establishing training of employees on the energy control procedures. Number 5 is powered industrial trucks, and the number one citation in that category is ensuring competency of powered industrial truck operations. Number 4 is respiratory protection. So essentially, the number one citation in that category is establishing and implementing the written respiratory protection programs for specific companies. Number 3 is scaffolding. So the number one citation in that area is fall protection. Number 2 is hazardous communication. The number one citation in that category is employee information and training. The number one most cited OSHA violation for 2014 is fall protection. And the number one citation in that category falls under the umbrella of residential construction. This information will be made available in the resource sections of this podcast. Now, Allison, I understand that you have a story that's looking forward into 2015.
Yeah, so a new report is making some predictions about the sustainability strategies we can expect to see in the next year, based on findings from a survey of more than 500 employees at U.S.-based companies. So these employees all work in energy, facility, finance, and sustainability, and their answers suggest that cost remains the number one driver of sustainability management initiatives. Regulations are also an important driver for these companies, followed by investor or stakeholder concerns. Some additional insights include the increasing importance of water. Energy is still the number one opportunity for savings or improvement, according to the company surveyed, but water is viewed as the second greatest opportunity. This was true in 2014 as well, but this year water has risen in priority by 10%. Waste is another issue rising in importance, viewed as the third biggest area of opportunity in 2015. According to the report, in the past 10 years in the U.S., waste costs have risen 28%. Almost one quarter of respondents are focusing on supporting a zero-waste strategy. So, for example, reporting landfill diversion. Another interesting finding shows that nearly 50% of the survey's respondents have energy and building management systems installed, while an additional 30% have budgets approved or are considering installing them in 2015. So these kinds of systems are giving companies more visibility into how buildings use energy and lose energy, and can help companies reduce their energy consumption. And finally, when sustainability professionals were asked what the smartest energy and sustainability investment they had made was, about 28% referenced lighting. So combined with utility rebates and incentives, good old-fashioned upgrades to facility lighting systems are still delivering 25 to 35% reductions in energy use. So there you go. Maybe these 2015 sustainability trends will give some of our listeners some ideas for their own sustainability strategies for the new year.
That's great, Allison. Thank you. So that's it for this week. We wish you all a safe and happy holiday season, and we will be back in the new year.